The Burrows of Berea is a conversational podcast.
We study the Bible and we talk about it.
Not all of us are of the same faith.
And one of us doesn't have a faith.
But we still love one another, and we're going to continue to talk about these things.
The things we believe in and the things we believe about what we read in the Bible. Not all of these are necessarily true. Some of it is opinion and speculation. Thank you for
listening and speculating with us.
There you go. That was good. Yes. Oops, oops, oops.
You are listening to the Burrows of Berea.
Welcome back to the Burrows of Berea. I am Rick Welch, and to my left is Billy I Candy Kimsey.
Put your pants back on. I said Milky Way, not three-way.
Good Lord.
Bam!
Right just, out of the gate.
Just so everybody knows. I still have my pants on.
Me too.
Oh, and to my left is
Billy, get
Tiziana,
out of my
Mom So Hard Subverse.
No.
How are you, Mom and So Hard?
No.
It's good to see
you. It's good to see you too. It's good to be here. It's good to see all of you.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's cool to have everybody back.
The Honorable Sarita the Edge Edgerton is in the house.
Officially.
Officially.
Is this the first time?
It's the first time we've recorded since we since I got sworn in. Yeah.
Sorry.
So everybody. Yep.
Since you got sworn in.
Salute. Yeah, when we walked in, we on the back of her Beamer, she's got this new tag.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like state legislator rep. And it gives her the right to speed on state business.
Only headed to the state house on business if I'm late.
Only okay.
But the number on the back is my seniority order out of 124. So if you know, it's three numbers.
Yeah.
I'm not last, but I'm close.
Yeah.
What is it, Bobby? What is it, Bobby? Ricky Bobby said, if you ain't first, you last.
Me,
well,
first, you last.
Yeah.
Yep. Behind the glass is Rocket Man Andy Bishop.
Hey-o, or Pacow? Pacow. I've forgotten what to do.
Hey-o!
What are we, Johnny Carson?
Straight out of Compton, Ralph Hicks.
Represent.
And Big Daddy Carter.
Oh, yeah.
It is so nice to see you guys. We have not been in the studio since October.
Mm.
Well, some of us have been, like, here and there.
In this, you know, together.
But all together, it's been since October.
Yeah, I haven't been here since before the hurricane.
Yeah, that's right. And we put out a lot of hot garbage.
You put out a whole lot of stuff.
Well, no, we did the hurricane wrap-up. We did the hurricane chit-chat episode.
Rick puts out a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, I put out a lot of hot garbage is what I did. Ask
Andy. We did the hurricane update.
Yeah, we did the hurricane update the hurricane episode, update. But that was like middle of October.
Yeah. Yes.
That was like last
we
time.
We murdered Andy with every episode from that point
I
on.
I know. You guys were like, Merry Christmas, Andy. And it sounded like absolute garbage.
Where were you guys? Like
in tin cans. They were in tin cans.
Like, we just did like a Zoom call.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
I had to tell them that string was not acceptable.
Yeah. I had this. It was a terrible setup, but I have a better setup now. So from now on.
Well, you've also had, because of the hurricane, you had terrible internet issues.
Yes.
The entire time.
Yeah. I'm on Starlink now, and that's great at times, but you can tell that a lot of people are on Starlink in our area now.
Uh-huh.
And so the bandwidth, you know, if a lot of people get on, it does slow you down. And so my upload speed at home sometimes is better than it's ever been. Because you remember it was like 1 megabyte
terrible
an hour.
I remember Rick would upload a podcast. He'd be like, check back in a couple hours.
I know.
Whereas, well, we got fiber in our neighborhood, and I dropped Spectrum like the hot potato they were.
I cannot wait.
18 days without internet. My husband works from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough. Well, I'm super excited about tonight because tonight's episode is Mrs. Edgerton Goes to Columbia. And I want to hear all about this. So you guys who have been keeping up with this know that we talked about it when she was on the campaign trail, in the middle of it when she was exhausted, then whenever she won, which is awesome, and then now she's been sworn in, so we want to talk about that. But in the spirit of the Burrows, I've got a few jokes I'd like to bring
you. Of course you do. Let's tell some jokes about donkeys.
Well,
it's
going to be political. Yeah, that's true. That's good. By the way, did you guys hear that from now on Election Day, that Starbucks has a new drink that's coming out?
No.
It's called the Full of Crappuccino.
There's a lot of that.
So a robber holds up this well-dressed man, and he's pointing a gun, and he yells at him, "Give me all your money." And the man replied, "Don't you know who I am? I'm a U.S. congressman." So the robber responded, "Well, in that case, give me all my money."
No, oh, that's a good one. Oh,
bam.
That's funny.
Bam.
So one man looks at another man and says, 2 years ago, my brother ran for Congress. And the other guy says, "Well, what does he do now?" To which the man responded, "Nothing. He got elected." Now, this is kind of a funny one. I read it over and over and I was like, eh. But anyway, it says, "Why can't Congress ever be vegan? Anybody know?"
Mm.
"Because all the turkeys playing chicken and a beef over pork is pretty fishy."
That's a good one. I like that one.
That is pretty good.
Oh, my gosh.
"Politicians can find an excuse to get out of anything except office."
That's about true.
"Politician is a person who will lay down your life for their country."
That's not a joke.
Wow. It's so true.
It is so true.
Now, here's a quote from Ronald Reagan. "I have left orders to be awakened at any time in case of national emergencies, even if I'm in a cabinet meeting." And my last one is a Chuck Norris joke. You ready?
I love some Chuck.
"If Chuck Norris were president, he'd protect the Secret Service."
That sounds right. Yep.
All right, so those aren't too bad.
And you've had your cup of crappuccino.
Full of crappuccino.
Yeah, yeah. You already had that.
They named it after him.
He had a venti.
A venti of it. That's right.
With an extra shot.
For Christmas, my daughter's boyfriend got me this little plaque on my desk because I started a new job, and it says, "I'm kind of a big deal."
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
shot across the bow.
Oh, that's
that's not something you typically want to give to your maybe your future father.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's what I said. Shot across the bow.
But you got to appreciate the effort. Exactly. I mean, effort.
It made me laugh.
That's great.
Yes. It's better than the cup that I got, which was world's greatest dad, third place.
Oh. That's good. Yeah.
Wow. A yellow ribbon, participation ribbon. Good job, Dad.
Yeah, I just showed up. Anyway, so Serena, let's hear all about it. So we'll talk about the newscast. I might even try to put a little link to it to where people can go see it. But so tell us, what was it like going into this and then the swearing in? And I believe your family was with you when you did that, right?
So you can have as many swearing ins as you want. But a week and a day after the November 5th election in our delegation, so in South Carolina, and I'm not sure how it's done in North Carolina, but every county has a delegation. So, and every delegation has meetings throughout the year. I don't know if it's, and I didn't know this before I was told like a week before my delegation meeting that I had to show up to it because I didn't know there was a such thing. But it's all the senators and representatives from your county. So Spartanburg County, we met and we did a swearing in, and AJ held my Bible, and it was his great great grandmother's Bible that she had given to my husband. And so it had four different versions. So I got the King James and the NIV. I had all my bases covered just in case.
Swore on them all. Just get them all done.
This Bible has four. So it has one passage. It has four translations, four different translations. It's really kind of a neat old Bible. They all came. My in-laws came. My civics and my government and economics class that I taught last semester, some of them came and watched with their families. That was really fun to see my students in there. And then they were like, "Madam President?" I was like, not yet. But I did get to the governor's mansion. I thought, this is pretty nice. Mm. When can I move in?
Yeah.
Not the governor. Anyway, so I got we did a bunch of business that I didn't really understand. I spent a whole lot of it. I just haven't understood everything. I have been blessed to have some really good mentors who have been in the house. You find out real quickly you can't trust anybody. But I've made some really good friends, and some of the other freshmen, we just have become very, very close and spent a lot of time together. So that's been really, really neat. And then in December, we went down to the House where we actually got sworn in on the floor of the House and elected leadership, where, for your mom advice today, I said no. I did not vote for the Speaker of the House. South Carolina, I voted for somebody different.
Hmm.
So, and I didn't vote against that Speaker of the House. I voted for Papa Bill Chumley, who's in my delegation, who's from Spartanburg, a farmer, and old, he said, I'm too old to be bought. And I said, good, that's what we need. And so he got 17 votes, and it's the first time a challenger has been run against any leadership in the House of Representatives in 20 years.
Somebody ought to tell Nancy Pelosi you can be too old to get bought.
Oh, yeah, that's a very, very good point.
Pass that information around. Yeah. Does it feel, is there a consequence?
Oh, yeah.
That you didn't vote for the person who actually got the job?
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be. Those are all the things you have to start thinking about. Like, you're brand new to this. You're voting on your convictions. You're trying to do what you think is the right thing. And then you're immediately, first thing, now clearly not voting
Let's
for
do
the
something
person
that
won.
Hasn't been done in two decades.
Yeah. Like,
that'll make everybody happy.
What did that look like?
Check the duty roster.
Well, the guy that they put up 20 something years ago, or 20, maybe 15 years ago, he got 5 votes. That year we had 17 this year, but that guy is now a sitting congressman for the state of South Carolina and in Washington. So he might have only gotten 5 votes then, but he's gone on to Congress and has surpassed the Speaker of the House. So that was an interesting experience. The first thing I realized, while we vote on stuff, there are no choices. It's already pre-decided. So you get things like, I vote for Rick Welch to be chairman of the borough's committee. I vote that motions be closed and vote by acclamation. And that's the choices you're given. So okay. I second that motion. So now I can't go in and nominate Billy for chairman of the boroughs because this decision's already been made.
You're either voting to ratify the decision or letting it be known that you didn't actually want to do that. You don't like this decision.
Yes, and there are consequences to our actions, and I knew it going in, but it's very hard to vote for someone who spent a long, long time beating the tar out of you in your district. But I did not vote against him. I voted for Bill Chumley, who is just a fine human being, a godly Christian man, and I thought he would do a good job. So, but God had other purposes, and God puts people in place, and I firmly believe that. But even on committees, we don't get to choose who the chairman of the committees are. It's already predetermined. Most people got 2 committees. I got 1.
What's your committee?
I am on, it's called the 3M, so it's medical, municipalities, and veteran. I don't know what the M stands for, but it's Veterans Affairs.
Mm-hmm. Military?
Military, yeah. And Public Works. Hmm. And quite ironically, it's actually the committee I wanted to be on. Because my bills that I pre-filed have to come through that committee.
Mm, okay.
So I really wanted to be on that one. But we get a preference sheet, and it says put your top 3 committees, and everybody has to be on 1. You have to get 1. And I didn't list that one so that they would not put me on it. They would not put me on it.
So you did not put on your top three committees you would like to be on. The one you actually wanted to be on.
And I got it.
Because you kind of thought they might screw you over.
Oh, I knew they would.
Man.
But if you listen to them, we don't do that. We don't punish people for voting no. Bullcrap. I call it bullcrap.
This is going to be interesting.
We are.
Well, just to be like nice about it. Well, you never know who was already on what committees or what spaces were open or whatever. But like, I find that to be very interesting that you put your top 3. They didn't choose you for any of those. And then we're like, let's just dump her on this one. You're smart. So you thought that might be what happened.
They
but
call
like,
it a
that's
throwaway
fascinating.
Committee. But on this committee, we're going to be talking about parental rights and children's medical. Where children can't be.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like a bad committee.
It's not
like
a bad committee.
Very
There's
important
a,
yeah. committee.
My pregnancy center bill's coming through there that I wrote. An organization wrote for me that I sent to our lawyers, and they wrote it. Mm-hmm. And then I have a parental alienation bill for family courts, and it should come through there. So for me, it's an important, would I have liked to have been on Ways and Means? No freshman gets on Ways and Means. That's the budget committee, and only the cronies and the Democrats get put on that. So in a state where we have a supermajority, they put Democrats in chairmanships of a super red committee that has millions of dollars that they have to, and they're not moderate Democrats either that are chairing these committees. They would be, I don't know who the most liberal Democrat you could think of nationwide, but they would be spend money like it's like flowing out the faucet, you know, it's raining, you know, singles. I mean, and they're in charge of millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And we're a super red majority, super majority. Mm-hmm. And they put Democrats in chairmanships.
Now who's they?
The leadership.
Who's the leadership?
Speakership, Speaker Pro Tem.
But like, so who was responsible for those decisions?
Yeah, why Speaker. Would they? Why Speaker would they? Do they that?
Directly but at his
are
discretion.
They Democratic or Republican?
He's a Republican.
Isn't that so? What?
Yeah, you're really talking about some interesting stuff.
If you've been following what's going on in Texas, it's the very same thing that's going on in Texas, where you have key leadership, and to be fair. Let me just be fair for a minute. Let's take a very blue state. Name one.
Washington Vermont. State.
Washington State. You won't find a Republican chairing any committee or subcommittee.
Yeah, so that's what I find. So did
Democrats know how to play warfare better than we do?
Well, and again, just trying political to be gracious because I'm trying to figure warfare, this all out. Yeah. You know,
because they don't know how to use guns as good as.
They don't, but they didn't.
They don't take her gun.
But they didn't.
They don't own guns.
Yeah, they needed somebody's votes to get
they
there.
They own them, but they're in somebody else's hands.
Every single Democrat that showed up for the organizational meeting where we voted for the speaker, every single Democrat voted for the Republican speaker. That was there. There were four or five who weren't there for, I think they had some deaths in the family and whatever. They couldn't come. Maybe three or four. But everybody who showed up, all the Democrats voted for that Republican speaker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure there wasn't probably a Democratic option, or at least not a viable one.
There was no Democrat option put up.
So if they wanted to have a say at all, then they're going to vote for a Republican.
Yeah, the least conservative of the two that were put up is who they voted for.
Mm-hmm. Is
they didn't want the super conservative guy.
Yeah, yeah. At the end of the day, we have two parties. Because there are people that have different ideas about how problems should be solved.
That
and in theory,
correct.
Right? In theory, those two parties, you know, the groups of people that vote for the individuals to represent them are hoping that once those elected officials get to the place where the rubber meets the road, they can find some way to like figure it out together and meet some sort of middle ground. Is that possible that that's why those Democrats were elected into that position?
They wanted to keep their subcommittee chairs. And they had them last year. They've had them before. This has happened the past
two
cycles.
Sure, but somebody had to vote for them.
But that's what I mean. They were chosen to be there.
Now, in their minority caucus, the Democrat minority caucus, they actually had a split in leadership and had somebody challenge their leader, too, for the first time. So it was an interesting time. And
it sounds like it. Holy mackerel.
It's like being in middle school.
The subterfuge and the—
If you have mean girls, but—
Pigtail pulling. Yeah.
Whiny men.
I was just sitting here thinking about how, you know, you receive this call on your life. You go to the beach to think about it. Your whole idea is that you want to do what the Lord says, but you want to make an effect change. So you walk into this state house of representatives and it's automatic. This is a very complicated thing. It's not just your normal run of the mill. Let's make a decision. There's a lot that's going to go on. If you're going to try to make change, you're going to have to get a lot of people on board. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to do.
Yeah.
Just
theoretically, we should be able to pass Republican conservative legislation without the help of the Democrats at all. Mm-hmm. That's how supermajority of the supermajority is.
Yeah.
And then the Senate has become a supermajority this last time of Republicans. It's the first time that's ever happened.
I had always considered South Carolina to be one of the most conservative states in the country. But
I would like South Carolina to be the South Carolina that everybody thinks South Carolina is, but it ain't.
Right.
Well, even the my representative that was in my area that just got voted out recently.
Who was that?
Katherine Sheely.
Katrina Sheely.
Katrina Sheely. That was surprisingly the name is kind of familiar to me. Didn't know much about her till I started paying attention past few years, and recently found out that she, even though she is registered Republican, I've seen a copy of her voting records. Hardly ever voted Republican.
Mm-hmm. She ran it's funny because she's called one of the Senate sisters.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's one of the four.
She ran saying she was pro-life and that she, and she was elected in her to be that voice for life. It was on her platform, and she voted against the heartbeat bill.
She did.
And she voted against every pro-life bill that came through.
I'm sure she had her reasons.
I'm sure she did. Like, but her voters.
It's not malicious. It's just she believed they were harmful in some way.
But you say one thing,
yeah.
Your voters hold you accountable, and that's what happened with her. They held her accountable, and she's no longer in the Senate.
Are you pro-murder?
Am I pro-murder? Like, do I want to murder you?
Yeah, just not me, just pro-murder. Are you pro-murder?
No.
What if somebody's in your home harming your children?
That's different.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, but I mean, when you're thinking about politics, and you're a one voice standing for the many— You know, if you're going to try to follow what your constituents put you in there for, you know, to some, it would be different, Andy, if she had voted, let's say there were 10 votes and two of them she had voted for the pro-life.
If we don't know the contents of these bills and her reasons for voting, no, this is all just play.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but somebody knew something.
You know her reasons?
Oh, she's given 3 press conferences on it. You can go find them.
You know, what are her reasons? I mean, if we're going to talk about her.
I mean, she, the pastor Jeff Durbin, that's been highly vocal about pro-life.
This is a minister out in
minister
Arizona.
Out in Arizona that brought a pro-life bill. I know that at least my constituent, and I'm speaking for her because she represented me during the period of time. She worked against Jeff Durbin's pro-life bill that he instituted into the state house and worked pretty hard to get it. It got voted down on pretty hard, and my constituency voted against it. I understand there's personal convictions for anybody in those types of things, but when you're talking about that in the case, Andy, and Sarita can contest to this, I would think, pretty easily. Attest to it pretty easy that, you know, she is a representative of many voices, and she was elected on what she was the voice for. And everybody supported her for it, just like we had supported Ms. Shealy for. And surprisingly, when I found out that she had voted against most of the things, not just that one. But
so are we saying she was paid to vote a certain way? Is that the implication?
Or she might have just lied to get the office, said what she needed to say or something?
I don't know everything about your district, but
it seems
mine is very conservative and very pro-life. And so if I say I'm going to be a pro-life, I'm going to vote for pro-life legislation.
Yeah.
And then I vote against every single pro-life legislation that comes through. And then people say, well, you said, you lied. So I either have to explain why or say, yep, I lied.
And as a
did
politician.
Did she get voted out?
Yep.
Yes, she did.
Okay, well, yeah.
And they spoke.
There you go. Yeah.
So it works itself out,
the system
right?
worked.
It works itself out.
It worked in this case.
I was excited
with my testimony to be the foil for the Senate sisters, but they all got voted out because they voted against pro-life legislation.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, like you said,
that was probably
worked.
The bigger standout, but at least looking from what I got to see, at least from my constituent at the time, that was the only thing that surprisingly she voted against in an opposite direction that I thought voting for her originally, she would have voted for. And her record was not anywhere near what you would have taking an assumption.
And again, like once that happens, we see it all the time in these election commercials, which drive me insane.
Yes.
I'm so glad we're not having to watch this right now. But they were like, she voted this and she voted that and she voted this. She's not the person that you want, you know, like those kinds of negative ads. But that was probably, I would say they probably did that. And it was true. You know, it's kind of hard to overcome that. But was she bought off?
No,
I have
not.
Did she lie?
No.
Who knows?
No.
Who knows?
And I don't know her. I've never met her. I'm not making any assertions about her. She was not my representative or senator. So all I know is what I've heard from her constituency.
Yeah.
And they voted in mass to kick her out in the primaries.
And kind of to follow up what we were talking about, it seems that it at least from what we're getting, the reports are open on, is that a lot of supposed conservative electorals have been voting opposite of what they were originally voted in for. And it's just not in South Carolina. It's in many states that that at least the reporting is coming out on. And, you know, it's the state seems like it's maybe Republican or conservative.
We need to write a conspiracy in this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like somebody.
Hey, AI, write a conspiracy theory about. Yeah,
somebody is in the nation right now just filling out checks.
But I do have to say that there are all kinds of people who grade their legislators, whether they're senators or representatives. And you can find different organizations. And if you're from a conservative viewpoint, you'll look at the conservative ones, because if your legislator is a conservative, they should hold the conservative values, whatever those are, in your district. Every district is different. Mm-hmm. Okay. Even within Spartanburg County, you got rural farm country Spartanburg. That's different than my district, which is a little bit more suburban. It's just different, mm-hmm. viewpoints. But so you can go and look at one like CPI, and they'll give somebody a really good score, but then you'll go look at Americans for Prosperity and they'll give that person a really bad score, because what's important to this group is not necessarily important to that group.
Right.
So what I do is I try to find five or six of the major ones, because then you can have any little watchdog group grading anybody for anything.
Sure.
But major ones that are pretty reputable, and from I try to get them from both sides, you know, because if you're getting a really bad score from a liberal-leaning one, you're probably pretty conservative. So, but you try to take that average. So you'll hear somebody say, well, Ralph had a 94% score. He is so conservative. But then you go to the next one and he had a 46.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think a lot of those places are focused on pretty specific issues when they score.
Some of it's economics, some of it's social. Yeah. And so I try to look at, if I'm trying to see the guy who held my spot before me, Roger Nutt, who's now in the Senate, I voted pretty conservatively across all spectrums because I went and looked. Mm-hmm. His voting record was pretty good compared to mine. Some of the votes he got, I didn't go back and read, but all in all, he had a pretty good percentage. Any of you who are married or have been married, you have any relationships, you know you're not going to agree with your spouse on 100% of everything. You might not give your spouse a 100% spouse score. You might only give them a 90. Depends on how pissed off you are at them.
If you're listening to depends this, you get a 100%.
The category.
Yeah, it depends on the category, right?
Some categories is A++. I just need to make it clear.
All the guys are giving their wives 100. I'm just saying.
Holly, you get 110.
110. Yeah. So anyway, so that happened organizational, and that was December. And then the onslaught of Christmas cards. I bet y'all never even thought. I got more Christmas cards from November to January that I've gotten in my whole life combined.
Wow. Yeah. Like a Santa sack of Christmas cards.
Every day my husband would come in, the honorable, the honorable, the honorable, the honorable, the honorable.
From who?
Bill, the honorable. Judges, because we're one of two states that the legislature votes on judges. So guess what I saw Tuesday when I showed up at the state house in the Blatt building?
A judge?
Being very nice.
Everywhere down the hall. Hi, and they know your face. And you're like, so they're you walk down the hi, Representative Edgerton, how are you doing today? And I'm like, have we met?
Yeah.
Do I know
you? Did you get my bundt cake that I sent over there?
I sent you a card and a letter in the mail. I was like, one of the 5,000 that I got.
And there was a check on the back of it.
No, there was not. They can't do that. But they would have pictures of their families. I'm like, who are these?
Did I get a knock on the head at some point?
So I called one of the people that I trust, and they said, oh, yeah, that's normal. That's completely normal. And I was like, I didn't realize we had to vote for judges.
Yeah, I would assume in a system where you had to vote for judges would be interested in knowing your name.
And making sure that you knew theirs.
Yes, and so, we showed up Tuesday. I actually went down Monday. Just because of something that happened in my personal life on Sunday, and I just kind of needed to, I would have had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, get ready. Okay, men, get up, take a shower, run your fingers through through your hair, put on a suit, drive.
My wife, my wife can do that in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I cannot. So, but I have
and she has to be on TV. Yeah. And that's the thing. Yeah. She will get judged far differently than like than anybody else.
Dude,
if she doesn't like get up, fix her hair, put her makeup on, do the, you know.
Think about this. We saw her on TV and what did I bring up? What
how,
did I?
How good she looked.
Not only the, how good she looked, but what was she wearing?
Yeah, the
lady
I said, did you choose red?
Right.
Coming in hot like a firecracker, making a statement. Is that what you're doing? You know, like, but to me, it seemed like a calculated move, but not as from a female, but just like making a point. You know, if a dude come in with a red suit, you know, and a big fat belly like me.
I would have come in with a big orange suit and a cane.
I could have bought any color suit, but I chose red for a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was
because you're patriotic.
There.
No, because everybody else is wearing blue.
And I had the royal blue top with the white polka dots. So it was red, white, and blue. Yep. Trump being elected. Our pins are red and blue. So these are our pins.
Yep.
Nobody can see it because we don't film the podcast. But so, you know, you show up. And I had to be there at 8:30 because I had meetings starting then. And then we session wasn't till 2. And so you had meetings. Every time you turn around, there's a judge trying to come in your office. I forgot to eat. Even though you're fed, didn't have time to go down to where they feed you. Different groups want to come. We were fed breakfast by the National Bleeding Disorders Organization. Didn't know that was a thing. Found that out. So that was interesting.
I mean,
hope they serve the food with gloves on.
I was just thinking to myself, it's like not very appetizing.
They cater it.
Spaghetti sauce.
Oh, geez.
But I did go down there. South Carolina State sponsored our lunch one day. I did go down there because I know the lady who's a liaison for South Carolina State, and she's a big fan of mine, and we're friends. So I did show up to that one, but I didn't eat. A group called Moms for Liberty sponsored a little luncheon for us at Hall's Chop House, which is the place to go, apparently. I've learned this, too. If you want to go somewhere in Columbia and be seen, Hall's Chop House is the place to be.
Say that again?
Hall's, like the throat lozenge,
Chop
House.
Hall's Chop House.
On Main Street.
That's the steak place joint?
They have other things too, but their steaks are on.
Mm-hmm.
They can call in and be a sponsor if they want.
So, you know, you're busy, you're all day, then you go to session and, you know, you clock in, basically, you push the button, I'm here. And then basically for an hour, I'm not even sure what we did.
It's so important.
Yeah. I think that joke you told earlier was true.
Sounds about right.
I didn't understand a lot of it. There's a lot of people who did stand up and say, hey, in the gallery, we have a group of veterans. So we recognize them. That I understood. We've got this group of people over here. They came. We'd like to recognize them. So-and-so's mom passed away. One of our representatives had his wife there. They were celebrating 62 years of marriage. That was recognized from the floor.
Wow.
But that's a lot. I know, right?
62 years and never had a fight.
Yeah.
That he won.
Yes,
so we did a lot of that, which wasn't of any legislative consequence, but was important to the people who were being recognized and people who are getting commemorative plaques and things like that. And then I think that's pretty much all we did. And then the afternoon was full of receptions. So everybody wants to have a welcome back reception. So that's put on by different groups. So that one's from the Bankers Association. They put on it was a big soiree. And Katrina Sheely was being honored at the Riley Foundation. That would be Governor Dick Riley. Do you remember him?
Yes.
Yeah. She was getting some award from his foundation. Consequently, he was the last Democrat governor we've had. So, and they gave her an award. So,
and she's was a registered Republican.
Uh huh. So
sounds like they served her up a venti full of Crappuccino.
No,
that's what she was serving up to her constituents.
That's right.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But I didn't go to that one. I went to the one reception and then went with some friends and got dinner and then just went back to my hotel room. And then the next morning, again, up the elevator, judges for days. I mean, judges.
So they just like sleep there.
Maybe. And they're of all walks. And all they have on their little name tags is Bobby Sue, Circuit Court Judge, District 4. I'm like,
yeah.
Where's District 4? Yeah. I don't know where that is. So I'm part of a caucus called the Family Caucus, and we strive to put forward legislation that promotes families and children and protecting children and what's where the chemical castration bill came from.
Oh, man.
Part of it. Yeah. All the guys in here just clenched a little. Anyway. Man,
I think that you performed stupid things that you're not supposed to. They
do stupid things. Stupid things happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what if they're innocent?
Oh, yes. Hey, you know what? If you're a second-time offender and they got you on video, listen, I'm sorry, but those things got to go.
Second-time offender with a video is one thing, but just if you're innocent,
yeah,
come on, man. That is pretty harsh.
So
put it on TikTok.
It'll be fine. They were very nice in putting together
a
3-hour window of time where the judges came and we kind of interviewed them as we were all together. And so they came into one room. Which was nice. And I really only I have some family court issue problems my constituents have. And so I was really grilling some of those people. And so that was fairly interesting, seeing how they different, you know, appellate courts and criminal courts. Mm-hmm. And then you got family court. And family court is a completely different animal. You are not in family court, at least in my state. You are not guaranteed a free attorney. You know, like if you can't afford one will be afforded to you by the state or whatever the Miranda right thing is. Not in family court.
That's a federal law, isn't it?
Not in family court. That's criminal.
It's criminal.
And so you have to afford your own attorney. And so I had a lot of questions for family court judges. So I spent a lot of time with that. But you didn't have to stay the whole 3 hours. And then last night was, then we had session. And then last night was, I think we had 4 receptions. So BMW was celebrating their 30th anniversary. And since they're partially in my district, I went to that. By the way, they loved my little BMW. They were like, the German guy was like, you never sell that BMW ever. I was like, okay.
Is it an older one or something?
It's a 2003 with 70,000 miles on it. It's stick shift. Yeah. He goes, you never sell that one.
Yeah, that's rare.
Well, if that man says don't sell that car, there's probably a good car. And I would be willing to bet.
He did a better German accent than I can. I don't do it well.
Ach, du lieber, mein lieber Freund.
Yeah, he was the chairman of BMW. And that was at the governor's mansion. So I actually did get to go to the governor's mansion. My first time ever. It was really pretty. They have a little bulldog. I was really there for the bulldog.
Yeah.
And it's funny. If I don't have this pin on, I can just about go in anywhere right now and be unnoticed. People don't know me. I know it's going to change. But if I have this pin on, people get off elevators so I can get on to them. I don't have to stand. Stand in line. I just say, excuse me. And it's funny because yesterday I was trying to get back into the state house I had been at the Hall's Chop House. And I was trying to come back in and the line was out and around. And I kept going, excuse me. And people were cutting eyes at me. And when they walked up, they were like, hey, representative. And everybody was like, they completely changed their demeanor when they find out who you are. It's so bizarre. Yeah. I've never seen or experienced anything quite like that. I would have stood in line had one of the other representatives said, don't ever stand in this line. I was like, why?
Because you don't have to.
I was like, why don't we have to? They're like, because you don't have to go through the metal detect. You don't have to do any of that. So.
It's like a time pass at Dollywood.
Kind of.
In other words, everybody hates her, just like I hate all the time people.
Money talks. I hate you.
To be fair,
I'm poor. I don't have any money. I'm not poor.
This is more like an employee getting through the line.
It frees her up to do things with
her. Yeah, but they still get to ride, and that's not cool. Because, like, I'm standing in line. It's hot as balls outside.
3.5 hours, and then I get up to the front,
and then they're like, yeah.
For the 10th time.
We need to take a couple minutes and unpack this Dollywood trauma.
I know. Sounds like it. My goodness.
Would you rather have your representative doing the work?
Or standing in line.
Yeah.
So some of that stuff is you don't think about it. You don't think about all of that stuff. Some of the fun stuff is I had 4 press conferences. The Family Caucus was laying out its agenda, so we were meeting, And the chairman of the family caucus said, at the end, I'm going to talk about my personhood bill that's going to come through here, and I'd like all the women to speak on it. And he looks over at me, and I was like, me?
I'm pro-life.
I'm a freshman. Like, I'm not supposed to be speaking. So he's like, and I was the first person he introduced. And then yesterday morning, Tuesday morning, we had one opposing who our governor has put up for director of sort of like our NIH, mm-hmm. Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
We no like him.
No.
No, no. No, no. He wanted to shut down schools, and he wanted to take, you know, everybody wear masks for 42 years, and everybody get all the COVID vaccines, whether you want them or not, mandate them. So we had a press conference, and so the guy's doing the press conference, and he was like, "This." And Representative Sarita Edgerton would like to say something, and I went, "She would? Where is she?"
Yeah.
So that was the one you saw me actually stand. I had two where I was standing at the podium. But in that one, I talked about, and you can find it on United Patriots Alliance Facebook page, where I was like, the federal government deemed our children non-essential. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that bothered me, and that's what got me interested. Yeah. And that's what got me thinking about running at some point. And nobody should be deemed essential or non-essential. And that was what I said, because I hadn't prepared any remarks. So yeah. I thought it came out pretty good. My husband said, dang girl, coming out of the gate strong. And then after the family caucus one, where I shared a little bit of my testimony, the reporter from WSPA made a beeline and said, I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about what you said. Would you be willing to be interviewed? I was like, all right, sure. Am I supposed to say yes? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a freshman. Why are you interviewing me? But it went well, I thought, but except when she quoted me, she used a little G God instead of a big G God. That's okay.
Now, let me ask you a question. So you were just talking about, you know, somebody asked you to speak. Now you got to say something. So talk about that side of being a politician, where about what you say, when and where, like, you know, that's an important part, right? You can't just say whatever you want anymore.
Right. You do have to be kind of careful. I try not to lie so I don't have to remember what I told somebody, yeah. as I try to be truthful. But if you're in a restaurant, you never know who's sitting at the table next to you.
Yeah.
If you're standing at the back of the house floor, there are reporters right there behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And you assume they're recording every single thing.
Yeah.
You're walking down the street. You have no idea who's walking behind you, beside you, around you. Talking to other legislators, you have no idea what they're going to then turn around and repeat, if they like you, if they don't like you.
Yeah.
I did not go to Columbia to make enemies. That's not why I went. They tried to make an enemy of me. I said my piece, and I've moved on from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to build bridges so that good legislation gets passed for our state.
That's good.
And if I have to sign on with a Democrat, I'll do that. If I have to sign on with somebody who sent out a flyer against me, I'll do that as well. I'm done with it. I'm trying. Every morning I got up this week and prayed, literally the part of Ephesians where it talks about put on the whole armor of God so then you can stand. And then I said, Lord, and I literally went through and asked him to put on each thing and mm-hmm. the breastplate of righteousness that you gave me, Ral, and then to be the person of peace. That's what I wanted to be,
mm-hmm.
but to find favor in God's eyes. And then all of a sudden, I'm at press conferences speaking. I'm at WSPA speaking.
You're getting elected to the exact committee you wanted to be elected to.
Yeah. I mean, so for me, it was a win-win situation. I thought all in all, it was pretty good. I have co-sponsored at least 30 pieces of legislation, plus I've pre-filed two of my own, which I'm really excited about. I was one of the only freshmen at that point to put any bills forward. Others have come along behind me, but I had these bills kind of pre-done in the summertime. Since I didn't have anybody run against me in November, I had time to do other stuff. I didn't have to try to win an election in November. Some of the others did, but
yeah, of course.
I kind of had in my mind what I wanted to do when I got in there, and I hit the ground full speed ahead.
I love the, you're ready to, even though, you know, your original election was a little you know, as a like, yeah, be
we'll go with spicy, spicy,
spicy,
spicy.
That you're trying to move on and just be like, all right, that was the game. This is the work a yes. little bit. And yeah. it's time.
Right.
And it doesn't sound like you're being set up for failure. You were asked to speak on things you're known to talk about and put on what maybe isn't a high status. Well, that's not called a board. What's the word again?
Committee.
And not necessarily seen as a high status committee, but one that deals with things that you're known to speak on.
I think it's important to me.
I think somebody's paying attention.
I think somebody's paying attention.
There's one portion of what she deals with that I'm sitting here thinking to me is, I'm like, man, if you could have done this like a few years ago, it would have been tremendously helpful to some extent. But I think, yeah, that's a pretty good committee that you're part of.
I think it's a great committee. And there's going to be a lot of important legislation coming through there. And it deals with our veterans. Mm-hmm. You know, I had two veterans talk to me when I knocked on their doors that they had to come to Asheville to the VA because they couldn't get what they needed at the VA in my county. And I'm not happy with that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's important.
It is. And it's also kind of surprising because I've heard terrible things about the Asheville one. So
yeah, I think it's like kind of a good one, which is saying nothing.
Correct.
Yeah,
they are all.
Well, my daughter's a veteran.
They all have way too many people, and we don't have enough people to service them.
That's correct.
And so we ought to be able
because our military's aging.
We ought to be able to service them at regular hospitals and just have them bill the VA because it's just terrible. They can't get the care they need.
Yeah. So I am thrilled with where I am currently. Today we had more meetings with judges. I joined the military caucus.
Hey,
you don't have to be in the military. I'm in the women's caucus, which I'm excited about because there's women's of all races, you know, and letters behind their names, you know. I met some other Winthrop grads, so we took a Winthrop grad picture, which was kind of neat. That was fun. Yeah, it's been.
I went to Winthrop.
Winthrop.
To see Pearl Jam. It was a long time ago. Wow. Way back.
That's way back.
Long time ago.
I might have been there.
If you were, then we were together.
Yeah. No,
that was a long time ago.
He died.
Nobody died.
Eddie Vedder?
No.
I'm like, what?
Were they actually playing at Winthrop or were they playing like at a frat party? Was it before they were big?
No, it was at Winthrop. Oh. And it was right at the cusp.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like 91, 92.
Wow.
Because I saw Hootie and the Blowfish play at a frat party.
Yeah, because see, they were big in Seattle.
Well, oh, sorry.
In Seattle. Mm-hmm. But they had already done a tour and they were at Winthrop College. It was like 91 or 92.
Wow,
and
92 they were huge. See them then.
Huh?
I'd have killed to see
so
them
So I was
back
in
then.
Winthrop at 92.
But the beauty of it is that, dude, I didn't know who they were. I had no idea. I didn't know how good they were. I was just along for the ride. It was awesome.
That's really neat.
Yep. And so, I got to hear Alive. It was killer.
Yeah,
it was a great.
Then when they were young and hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that
literally,
sort of,
they were hungry.
Yeah.
So I left today. I got about, I don't know, 40 miles from the Capitol and realized I hadn't eaten again. So I may lose weight. We'll see. I walked 10,000 steps in heels both Tuesday and Wednesday. So I think I get extra credit for that.
Wow.
Today I wore my Jordans, my Carolina blue Jordans.
They are very cute, everybody. Yes.
With my Carolina blue sweater because they won last night. I was at Hall's Chop House, but I was watching the TV. So they had it on the TV. I was like, uh-huh.
That's what you're supposed to do at steak bars is watch sports.
I was like,
it sounds like you're fitting in just right.
I was like, uh-huh.
You're hanging out.
I hear what you're saying.
And for all of you Gamecock and Tigers fans, she's a Tar Heel.
But my husband's a Gamecock, so.
Yeah, divided house.
Yeah,
divided
unless house. We play one another. But so that's, and then I came straight here. I have not been home yet. So I haven't seen my family since Monday.
Wow.
And that's most legislators who stay go down Tuesday and don't go home till Thursday. Now, some drive back and forth if they live close enough. But for right now in the dark, on the dark nights, my husband feels better if I just go back to my hotel and I'm not trying.
Yeah, with the weather not being
great.
Going
through, you're going through so much like,
oh my God.
Inoculation and like, induction. Like you're having to, you have to show up to everything right now because you have to figure out the lay of the land and you're learning the lingo and you're learning the processes. Eventually you might be able to look at your schedule and be like, okay, F that. I don't have to do that. Forget that. And make some space for yourself to come home. But for right now, you just got to like, and then your poor brain is probably just needs to sleep and recover. Instead of
I can imagine.
I showed Rick and Andy, the Ricks and Andy, but this was the summary of all the pre-file bills. So just the summary, not the actual bills.
It's about an inch and a quarter thick of paper, and they're just summaries of bills.
Just summary. That's one, that's one, that's one.
Yeah, wow.
On both sides, front and back.
Front and back, wow. Inch and a quarter thick.
And you have to make decisions summaries about all only. Of these.
Yeah, and you have to decide, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not. Okay, yeah, I can do that one. And some of you are like, I don't have a dog in that fight, so I don't need necessarily
kinda,
need to
co-sponsor. It kind of gives you an idea of like when you watch or you read something on the news and they're like, this person didn't read the bill. And then you realize that this one particular bill is like 960 pages.
Right.
That's one of the things I think that we talk about a lot is being problematic, you know, is that
how can you
hide
read
things.
All of that?
Yeah.
Well, I think
ours
that goes
are
back
very
to-
simple. Page and a half.
Oh.
Except for the last bill they tried to put through last minute in May of 2024, and it was 252 pages, and it got shut down.
Yeah.
They
shut it down.
I have an official.
Read too much.
Ew.
House of Representatives.
Fancy.
FBI.
Wallet.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is fancy.
That is very fancy.
What so were you get like an
Andy?
ID card.
Are you
going to
say something, Andy?
Ralph was going to say something.
Oh, sorry, Ralph.
No, I was just saying something. When it comes to some of the bills and some of what people's records are, sometimes there are other things that are involved in it, or you
they
vote
slap
for this
an
and
amendment
I'll vote for
on it, and
exactly.
You go, I can't vote for that. For instance, you will have heard in some races that person voted against teachers and clean water,
right?
And
it was
police
a poison
officer.
Pill.
So, but in that part of the budget, they tacked on some crazy proviso to maybe fund Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
I've told people I ain't voting for that. They could put it on. I want to give every child $5 billion, but they put Planned Parenthood. I'm not voting for that.
Yeah.
So,
well, then I don't think
that's
your
what I told people.
Would want
that's,
you to.
It's so, like the omnibus either. Bills.
But if they say, oh, she hates children because people hate clean water. Who hates clean water?
Yeah.
Who hates clean water? Nobody hates clean water.
I do.
But there's something, there's something attached to it. But they try to use it as a talk because all people want to hear are talking points. They don't want to read they don't want to read an article. So I've started doing, and y'all will notice the title of this if you're listening to it, Mrs. Edgerton Goes to Columbia. I've started doing little episodes, and my husband's trying to talk me into a TikTok page, but I'm going to see if they ban.
It's too late now.
Yeah, you got to wait. Yeah,
shutting
we'll
down
see.
Monday.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Go.
China said it. China said it. China's shutting it down Monday.
We'll see.
You speak Chinese?
Yeah, because they're not gonna. There was a rumor that it would still work for people who had it pre-installed,
but it will not update.
But they're turning off the servers if everything on that day if something doesn't stay it, they're just turning the servers off.
I mean, for everybody or just for America?
America,
yeah,
America.
Just for America.
I've been a lot of the people that I like follow on TikTok have been saying goodbye. Like they're like bye.
Yeah.
A lot of them are leaving the platform anyway.
So I've been doing little, and anybody who wants to follow me on social media, Facebook, I'm Sarita Edgerton for SC. And I posted on Instagram on my regular page, which is Rita Edge. And then on my Twitter page, which is Sarita Edgerton 1776. But I do little short tidbits. Mrs. Edgerton Goes to Columbia in the style of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, the Jimmy Stewart movie. Because the number one question I would get, including from everybody in this room, is, so what happens next?
Yep.
What does it look like? Because before I knew me, I didn't personally know a legislator.
Yeah.
So, and it's one of these weird things that how many ever thousands of people hired me to do a job?
Mm-hmm.
And then for 2 years, they leave you alone. Would you hire an employee to work at your plant or your company? And then leave them alone for 2 years without checking up on them?
No.
No.
Not a chance.
Would anybody?
I've been with the place for 2 months and they're on me all the time. What do you do?
What do you do with elected officials? We elected them.
Yeah.
2 years, we'll think about them again.
Yeah.
Are you checking up on those people? What are they doing?
You know, the reality is I don't. We watch the president. You know, that's what we do.
Local elections
like, what's
mean,
he doing? But local guys, we don't think
me,
of.
Excuse me. What's happening where we are sitting within a 50-mile radius of here? Where the federal government has screwed the pooch, And
you're talking about Helene?
Yes.
Yes.
And we have people sleeping in tents, and it's going to be minus 10 or whatever this coming week with some polar vortex coming through here. And local legislators could have done some things, but we rely on FEMA. We rely on the federal government. And but local
Chuck Edwards did a great job, y'all.
Yes, he did. Jennifer Balcom has done some great things. She's a personal friend of mine. I'm not endorsing her.
My wife knows her, and we were
I'm not endorsing
her
for her, but she's fantastic.
Yeah.
And there have been some good people doing good things, but all in all, your county councils, your school boards mean a lot. They choose the curriculum. Did you know, at least in South Carolina? And I know you were talking about moving to South Carolina, Ralph. I'm not sure if you still are, but...
I live here.
Oh, you do? Okay, there.
You live in South Carolina now?
You live in South Carolina?
I live in South Carolina.
Awesome.
Wow, that happened?
In South Carolina...
Inman, South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Your county councils and your school boards have the right to levy taxes.
It's three against three, my friend.
It is now. Wow.
They have the right to levy taxes. Did you know that?
No.
They surely do.
Neat.
When did they do that?
They've had it forever. And I just found that out.
Well,
because I've been paying attention. So, but most people don't know that, so they don't.
In a manner that makes sense, since schools are paid for by property taxes, which are usually dealt with
Or millage taxes. We call them and property taxes. But yeah, so local races are infinitely
more
impactful because less people show up.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the primaries, very few people showed up. I got 1,600 votes the first time in June, and then 1,773 votes, I think it was, for the runoff. But in November, I got 16,800 and something votes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
And
have you guys ever went to a town hall meeting in our local area? Have you ever went to one?
No.
There's
like seven people there.
Yeah. And I'm going to be,
brain annihilatingly boring.
And I'm going to start having them.
And the ones that are there, a lot of times they're like incredibly like,
oh yeah, they're weird. Crazy.
They came in for their thing.
The people that like full time just go to like town halls, they can be a little,
they can be much. But if they're your constituent, they have every right to be heard.
Oh, I'm not saying they don't. I'm just
they sure
saying
do. They do. Yeah. And they're going to make sure of
they
it.
They sure.
When you go to vote and you look at the record, at least for the local races, does anybody usually ever recognize any of the names?
So for the first time this year, I did. And let me tell you why. Because my great friend Sarita was running for her office. And I thought, I'm going to actually look at these people that are close to me and see what I can find. Like Jennifer Balcom was one that was on the ballot. So I actually paid attention.
Gina Baxter got elected in Hendersonville.
Yes.
She's a personal friend. She's awesome.
Oh, yes. That's cool. Very
out of
cool.
The many, many years that I've ever voted in mine, no. Didn't know none one of them.
Yeah.
I may have seen their sign on the side of the road.
Yes.
But that's it.
Never noticed them. Never seen anything they stood for.
Before, it was just like, how did you vote? For us, we had so many district judges so many judges that you could vote for, and there were like the top five, but you could only pick three of the five, and you're like, well, how do I pick these guys? Well, I like that last name.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I'm saying?
You draw a smiley face.
Oh, my gosh.
Connect the dots.
Oh, no. I've never done that. Never once.
Casey and I have a friend, Stuart, I don't actually endorse this policy, but it's kind of funny. Stu always said, if you don't know the judges, just vote for women in blacks.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, the interesting thing, everybody knows March Madness, and usually guys sort of get pretty crazy about the March Madness pickouts, and they'll do their little picks on who's going to win, and a large percentage lose in the first round because they evaluate the competition, evaluate the teams, and pick who they're going to do.
But women?
Women will pick jersey colors,
mascots. I like the name of that mascot,
and they do extremely well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do extremely well in a March Madness when they pick absolutely things that seemingly wouldn't
just
make
go
any
with their gut.
It get no sense, and
just
they
go with their
and
gut.
They do well.
So I do want to have two things. First off, today, last day of session, we had a newly elected, and he's been in the House for several years. He resigned.
Really?
I'm like, why didn't you do that before November? Why did you
So that somebody can be picked to put in his place.
So if you think about it, they have to have, no, it's not picked.
That's what I would assume.
No, yeah. They have to, you have to have a race for House, you can pick a senator, you have to have a race for House of Representatives.
Because so they have to do another race?
Yes. So how many, how small is that race going to be?
Right.
So every single vote matters, and it's a very even district, 50-50. It's down Kershaw County, Bishopville, down in that area, down east.
To force a low voter turnout election could possibly be the reason.
Oh, they for did sure. It that way. Yeah. For sure. And then I had what is essentially my very first online threat. So that was interesting, and I had to.
That's great.
You made it.
I did. Yes. I did. And it was just kind of an offhand comment, and I'm not taking it seriously. However, I reported it because
you can.
Because I walk down sometimes the streets by myself. This person could come up from behind, and I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
I just made a report. But he said, I will hold these people down. And I had been tagged in this post. And they said, I'll help you hold these people. I'll hold the people down while you boot stomp them.
Mm.
And I was like, what does boot stomp mean? So I went and found the Urban Dictionary. That's death.
Yeah.
It means in the head. And it's usually death. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
it's like put your teeth on the curb.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Ooh.
A real thing, but
Edward Norton.
Yeah, exactly.
American History X.
Yeah.
That's a boot stomp.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
curb stomp.
So those are some interesting that have, and I'm sure it's not going to be the last one, but we have a great sergeant at arms group of people who protect us. If we want to go somewhere and it's night and it's two females, they'll take males too, but if it's two females, they want to drive us to these places and pick us up.
Wow.
And they protect us really well. That's been really good. People return your phone calls now. If I say,
I bet they do.
I used to call and say, this is Sarita Edgerton. Could you give me a call back? I didn't hear back. If I say, this is Representative Sarita Edgerton, I get a call back.
That's
sure. Typically. So, there's been one guy who's been ghosting me, but we'll see.
So is this your new schedule? Like every week, Tuesday through Thursday, you hike down to Columbia and do stuff?
Yes.
Wow.
Until May. Yep. Except for budget week, and it's every day.
Okay. And this is like for 2 years, and then you have to campaign and run again if you have someone.
Plus, I have to come back and work in my district. Plus, I have to go list a property tomorrow. So I'm still selling real estate.
Holy cow.
I'm still like homeschooling.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so, nuts.
Well, I think you're too honest to be a politician and too pure. So, but I hope you do good things.
So in the summer, I've started being asked to speak at things because I am one of very few women who hold this position. I'm the first woman to ever hold my seat. I'm the first woman to ever do that. And I speak to women's groups, and I love it. And inspiring young women to get out the vote and
make change.
Be a change, yes. And this is not a job that not just anyone can do. You have to have a certain job that allows it, or like my husband's the main breadwinner.
Right. Yeah.
And so I don't necessarily have to have my job per se, because it doesn't pay a whole lot.
I was going
to
ask, are we allowed? It's public knowledge.
It's public
right?
knowledge.
So what does a House of Representative make?
$10,400 a year.
Bam. Yeah. Rolling in it, son.
plus they take
service,
out your insurance.
I work cheap. Secret Service, right?
Plus,
here.
Plus tip.
I can scream really loud.
They get insurance through the state.
They take out your insurance, so that I consider that part of my salary. So that's probably another $10,000, I would say.
That's nice.
That's nice.
You didn't have that before.
No, me and all the kids.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So that's good, and we haven't had insurance for years.
Yeah,
wow. That's
because
great.
We can't afford it. And then my local delegation is $1,000 a month, so it comes out to be about $30,000 plus you get.
With Benny's.
Well, you get per diems.
Yeah.
It's about $22,000 with, then you have the benefits. It's about, you get per diems, you get gas. You get a gas card.
Or whatever.
Yeah, 30K and 24.
And think about all of the back alley deals you're going to get.
No.
All those, all those sponsorships from
all those
Texaco,
fun cakes at Christmas, Sarita.
I do not own stock.
I'm just kidding.
I don't own stock.
Circle K.
It is a number.
I can take some donations from Circle K, though, Rick.
Yeah, bam.
You get for my campaign for the next time.
Help a girl campaign.
Help a sister out.
Well, I got news. I'm already putting money back for your next campaign.
Well, my goal,
I am.
And I'm putting this out there, my goal, so if my enemies are listening, they'll know, my goal is to have 25 grand in my war chest if for running again, and I have to have it by the end of the year, probably. Good.
Can I please, with my Photoshop, do the negative campaign against your... No, I'm just kidding.
So, Ralph, will you ask me something?
You were talking earlier about court. Family court.
Mm-hmm.
In a couple of states that I've been in, you can go to the court on a certain day of the week or month, and lawyers come in and volunteer. So I don't know if you know that exists.
I found that out today.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. There's we have something in South Carolina that's called South Carolina Legislative Policy. I can't remember. They told me what it was today, but. They give it on a, it's not free, it's on a sliding scale. And actually, I have to tell you, Rick Carter, you were part of my inspiration for tackling the family court. You're not my constituent, but I have another guy that lives, and then I had another friend when I lived in Hendersonville, and she was alienated from her children. Mm. And then I found out that I was alienated from my family when I was little, but I was 45 when I found that out. So I began to have a little bit of a, after hearing some of the things that Carter went through, and then my other friend, family court, and it's so backlogged, 6-8 months to get a hearing. So by this time, your child's been taken away from you for 6-8 months.
And most judges, at least in South Carolina, the ones I've had to deal with, they really, really do not like what they have to do. Because of all of the mess. I get it.
It's a mess.
I get it. I'm totally
two people who
like
hate
going
each
to the
other.
DMV, you know?
They
you,
don't want,
you walk
I don't
in
have and, to go to the DMV anymore.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I just
they come to me.
I just walk in.
Whoa. See? Right here.
That is the perk of
what
the
did she
year.
Say? I missed
I've
it.
Never in my life ever felt like running for office until just now.
They brought my tag to my office today.
I went to the DMV today and they said I needed a birth certificate or a passport in order to change my driver's license. I said, you can't take my North Carolina. It's not proof. And
did you not?
No, we need
did you
proof
not
of
drop
citizenship.
Her name?
I'm like, wait.
Do you know
Sarita?
Let me just call
I have
Representative
a passport card. Will that work? No.
Can you vouch
That's
for me,
what you
should
have done. You should have called Representative
I'm
Edgerton.
Telling you.
I vouch,
missed
I
an opportunity,
for him.
Ralph.
You missed it. He's got my number now.
I feel like this was a testimony episode. So where do you go when you die?
To Columbia.
Yikes.
I thank y'all so much for your support. And if you're listening, please follow me on social media. If you would like to be, I'm going to be starting sending out newsletters that I'm going to have Grok write for me. Just kidding.
What's your name on Red Book? I'm kidding.
I don't know what Red Book is.
OnlyFans?
No.
The lady in red.
I don't have any fans.
She was.
Redbook is the Chinese state, social media program.
Oh, right. Oh. I don't know that one. So, anyway.
I didn't know either one of those.
Come on. How does nobody know what Redbook is?
I don't.
No, don't know.
It's a magazine,
y'all follow
too, by
me on social media. I'm going to try to be as transparent as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. And just showing people what it's like to be a legislator. To me, shining light is healthy, and it's being transparent is healthy. But when you try to shine light in the darkness does not always care for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just what I'm trying to do. Because like I think I was saying, before I ran, I really didn't know any legislators who do this job. So I could say, hey, what do you do all day?
Mm-hmm.
I want people to know what we do all day. Oh, you just go sit down there and, you know, push a button and no.
I mean, I heard you talk about Hall's Chop House half the time.
Yeah.
The only thing you left out was nap time.
I didn't get any nap time today. I was actually, when Rick drove up in his dually today, I was actually asleep on my front seat. I was like, somebody will knock on the window when it's time. Is she dead in there? Anyway, but it's been fun. And I have the sweetest aide, her name, legislative aide. Her name is Amelia. And she is just so eager. And she keeps my calendar for me, and that's been very, very helpful.
Mm. Is she like an intern or a volunteer, or is that a paid position?
It's a paid position.
Is that the page?
No, I have a page,
too. You have a page, too.
Mm-hmm. Page of the back stairs. See?
But she's a USC, but she works for the house. She doesn't work for me. I just appointed her.
Sure.
She's adorable USC student, senior at USC, and they the rules are you have to be in school in Columbia. Mm-hmm. So you can go to Columbia College, USC, Technical College, Community College, CIU, any of those.
Yeah.
But she just happened to be someone who reached out to me, and I liked that she was a female. And
is she like a political science major or something?
No. Okay. But she spelled everything on a resume correctly. I was impressed by that. Some of the other candidates did not. Mm. And
threw in an Oxford comma now and then.
Yeah. But anyway, it's been very interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing my bed at home tonight. I haven't been there since Monday. So, and seeing my husband and my daughter calls Ella. Mom, I'm sick. Well, that was Tuesday afternoon. And
oh,
I'm like,
no.
Oh, my baby. And I want my mom. I'm like.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Call your dad.
Dad was at home with her. But sometimes you just want mom when you're sick.
You just want your mom.
Absolutely. So do me a favor, will you? I want you to send me all those links to your Mrs. Edgerton Goes to Columbia, and also I'm going to put in the link with that news that you shared with us so you can see the news broadcast. So anybody that's been following us to see, it's really cool as a podcast, you know, one of our cast members is now a state legislator, which is really neat, you know, and so that's why we keeping up with this.
Super cool.
It is actually super cool.
It is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool to be a legislator. It's pretty cool to see what goes on. It's pretty cool to know that there's some really good legislation. We're really on the cusp of repealing the state income tax for South Carolina. We're close.
Man.
And I'm real excited about that. That is a goal of mine. The governor has said, I would like to reduce it 0.2%. I'm like, not good enough, Henry. Come on, Foghorn. Let's do it better. So,
Foghorn.
He sounds, if you hear him talk, he sounds like Foghorn.
I'll say
Leghorn.
Boy.
That's amazing.
I'll say boy.
Yeah.
Is that a requirement to be governor of South Carolina? Because it feels like it should be.
Yeah.
Nikki Haley didn't sound like that.
What he said? See, that's why she had to go.
He said, let me show you how to make a paper airplane.
Go and listen to him. He is exactly what he sounds like.
I feel like I'm
going to
see a Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial every time I see him.
Right? Am I right? Doesn't he sound like Foghorn? Anyway,
I say a boy. Can you hear me, boy? When I'm speaking to your son.
It's a good thing I have these feathers numbered for just some emergencies.
But I do have to say, we have next week off.
Oh, yay.
Because a lot of people are traveling to the inauguration.
Are you?
I had tickets.
Are you going?
I am not. And only because I know some people who are.
What do you mean you had tickets?
I gave them back to give to somebody else.
Oh, yeah, I scalped. Hello.
They weren't mine to give. They were Congressman Timmons gave them to me.
Oh, man.
William and I are on a first-name basis.
Standing outside the inauguration. Yeah. Hey, man.
We got two tickets right here.
You want to see a Trump?
It's 19 degrees. I'll make you a deal.
And a black trench coat. Come here. Take a look.
entirely comfortable. And then hearing some of the people from the National Guard in South Carolina who were going up there, and they're the first ring around President Trump behind the Secret Service, told me that if they didn't have to go, they would not probably go because of the threats and he couldn't share anything specific. But I want to be a mom to my children, and I don't want to get caught up in something.
Yeah, the reports are pretty bad.
Hopefully none of that.
Hopefully none of that. And that's what I'm praying against that, because we don't need that as a country. I don't care what side you're on.
Yeah, we don't need that as a country. I don't care what side you're on. Absolutely.
Nothing good there.
Absolutely.
And then when I saw the polar vortex, I was like, nah, bro, I will watch it on my couch. Trump, I love you, bro.
I got you, bro,
but I'm right here in my pajamas.
Yeah. But it's cold enough here.
Listen, in the spirit of Trump, I'll go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac.
There you go. You might see
and not watch Tic Tac.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So we're off next week, and then we go back in the next week, and then it's full steam ahead. So
perfect.
Well, anyway, that's good that you get a little time after your busy, busy week there.
Yeah.
This was your first week?
This was my first week.
And you already got a week off?
I got
a God, it sounds like a politician job.
That's it. Yeah.
It's like, well, we worked 1 week. I got to take a break.
I'm so tired.
Like a 3 week break.
We worked 3 days. I'm taking
in the Bahamas.
Bueller. I did go to the Bahamas Bueller. In December.
Good Bueller. Lord. All right. Well, thank you, Sarita.
Yeah, thanks for giving us.
Yeah. We'll just, you know, when something exciting happens, you tell us, and we'll just keep, for all of you listeners that enjoy listening to politics and stuff, then I'll
if you don't skip this one.
Listen, all
on
the
Bible podcast, we go in politics.
You know what? It was, but look, there's so many things happening.
Well, there's
to
a
us.
Lot of political stuff happening in Daniel.
Tiziana got hot.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking.
Look at that.
Damn, girl.
Hey.
Damn, girl.
Woohoo.
See?
I've got to leave.
Yeah. Could you open the door?
Yeah, but Andy's wearing red tonight.
Look at that.
Coming in hot like a firecracker.
And I still got my pants on.
Rocket Man.
And I don't.
Unfortunately.
Wow.
Holy
moly.
That make my face red there. That make my face red.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Boy, oh boy. Well, Billy, thanks for being here, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Teezy, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Sarita, I really appreciate you sharing all that with us. Andy?
Aye.
Yes, sir.
I vote aye.
Yeah, aye.
The ayes have it.
Peace out.
Big Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys again next time on the Burrows of Berea. Peace out.
Bye, y'all. Later.
Hey, guys. This is Rick from the Burrows of Berea. A lot of people have been asking us, hey, what is this Patreon thing? Our old Patreon ad didn't work very well. So here you go, guys. Go to www.patreon. That is patreon.com. Let me do that again. patreon.com/theburrowsofberea. If you go to the Patreon page, you will find that we have different levels that you can give at. We have a $3 level, a $5 level, we've got a $10 level, and a $20 level. I thought about putting a $1,000 level there, but you never know how that's going to work out, right, Andy? That's right. So go to www.patreon.com/theburrowsofberea and give us all of your money.
even a little bit, we'll be fine.
Yeah, and that $5,000 wouldn't hurt my
either. No, it would hurt nobody.
Thanks, guys.